listening to Xiao Bai. I'm your host, Soham Castillo, and this is episode number 6. We're talking today about Neuschwanstein Castle landscape introduction.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it. Not allowing his idealized view of his role as king due to external and internal political constraints, with Neuschwanstein Castle and the Linderhof and Herrenchiemsee palaces in their pristine natural environment, the monarch created artificial alternative worlds in which he could immerse himself in different places. Distant and bygone eras. Based on his romantic music, Ludwig designed much of the interior of his dream castle Neuschwanstein. The filming of Christian Jank gave Ludwig his first vision of his new castle, in particular the scenes in the second act of Lohengrin. Julius Hoffmann completed the Riedel's designed complex from 1886 to 1892 and designed the entire Romanesque interior with furniture according to Ludwig's ideas. In 1832, Ludwig's father, King Maximilian II of Bavaria, purchased the ruins of Schwanstein Castle and replaced it with a comfortable neo-Gothic palace, the Hohenschwangau Castle. The palace was built in 1837 and became a summer resort for his family, where his eldest son Ludwig spent most of his childhood. The summer residence of his childhood was dominated by the ruins of two other castles, Border Hohenschwangau and Hohenschwangau. After he took the throne in 1864, Louis decided to build the Neuschwanstein Castle. Neuschwanstein had been called Neuschwanstein before his death. He planned to reproduce the medieval castle and monarchy more accurately according to his fairy tale vision. The architecture of Neuschwanstein conveys the period of construction through its Romanesque Renaissance style, as around the middle of the 19th century, the Romanesque architectural style influenced the design of the castle with large spires and round arches, a style that gained popularity during this period in Europe and spread all the way to America. The castle includes architectural models from the modern realm known as Bergen Romantic and King Ludwig II's fascination with the works of the legendary German composer-director Richard Wagner. The castle is the embodiment of the 19th-century Chateau Romance and the passion of King Ludwig II for the works of Richard Wagner. The castle was built and dedicated to the king's personal friend, opera composer Richard Wagner, of whom the king was a great admirer. This Neuschwanstein castle was built so that he could live real life in a fantastic space outside of this world. He built romantic castles such as Neuschwanstein, where he could present himself as a real king. He quickly retreated into a personal fantasy world, surrounding himself with lavish castles where he could fulfill his dreams of becoming a true sovereign king. He even had to move out of his new Neuschwanstein castle under construction. A few weeks after his disappearance, the unfinished castle was opened to the public as a museum. But Ludwig II wanted the castle to be perfect, so the huge building was not completed even after Ludovico's death in 1886 and was not yet fully completed. The castle has stately architecture surrounded by deep blue waters, overlooking the beautiful Schwerin Lake. It has a museum, park and greenhouse, and a restaurant. A visit to this castle is a must for anyone visiting the German state of Bavaria, and the best part of the visit is to appreciate the beauty of the castle against the backdrop of the beautiful Bavarian landscape that surrounds it. The exterior of the castle is much more decorated than the unfinished interior. Neuschwanstein Castle, perched on top of rocky hills overlooking the village of Hohenschwangau, surrounded by the Bavarian Alps, is also a source of inspiration for Disneyland, Sleeping Beauty Castle. Winter could undoubtedly be the best time to visit the castle, since all this ice cream is like chocolate. Like the snow-capped mountains, which provide a more seductive scenario than ever, the castle is the perfect gimmick, towering over lush greenery with a chimerical touch. Built by Ludwig II of Bavaria as a refuge, this 19th-century Romanesque mansion sits on a rocky hill above the village of Hohenschwangau near Füssen in southwestern Bavaria, Germany, and served as the inspiration for Disneyland's Sleeping Beauty castles. Conceived as a private refuge for a lonely king, the fairytale castle was opened to visitors shortly after the death of King Ludwig in 1886. But let's take a look at the history and concept of the tall castle. Neuschwanstein Castle, German Neuschwanstein Castle, an elaborate castle near Füssen, Germany, built on a rocky ledge above the
Paulet Gorge in the Bavarian Alps by order of King Louis II of Bavaria. On September 5, 1869, the foundation stone was laid for the world's most important fantastic Neuschwanstein castle. Like the stone dreams of Ludwig II, these unique royal buildings from the 19th century illustrate the intellectual history of Germany and Europe. The world fame and the enduring appeal of the castle and palaces of Ludwig II not only for the inhabitants of the European cultural region show that these buildings have become universal icons of the world of fairy tales, regardless of their historical and local significance. With a long list of castles to its credit, Germany has Regency architecture, orange groves and gardens that we've read about in stories, and magnificent palaces we've only dreamed of visiting. The castles and garden architecture of Prussia is a mesmerizing sight. This is a truly unusual castle that has become a world symbol of the era of Romanticism. He provided inspiration for the Sleeping Beauty Castle in Disneyland, the animated films, Pokémon Lucario, and Meow Mystery, and later Cameron Palace in similar buildings. Today, it is considered one of the most visited castles in the world. Today, Neuschwanstein is the most visited castle in Germany and one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world. Today, Neuschwanstein Castle is one of the most popular castles and palaces in Europe. In fact, this is a historic palace, not a castle of any defensive significance. It is located in the magnificent scenery of the Bavarian Alps in Germany, on the top of the hill near Hohenschwangau Castle. It is the real main residential building of the castle, containing the king's hut and servant quarters. It is located on an artificial island surrounded by artificial lakes and forests. This is a charming alpine hotel with great views of the castle, beautiful rooms and excellent service. I intend to reconstruct the ruins of the old Hohenschwangau Castle near the Paulet Gorge in the authentic style of old German knightly castles, and I must confess that I cannot wait to live there someday. You know a distinguished guest whom I would like to receive there. This place is one of the most beautiful that can be found, holy and inaccessible, a temple worthy of a divine friend who brought the world salvation and true blessing. The five rooms of the castle, namely the salon, the singer's room, the study, the throne room and the bedroom, are examples of Ludwig's inspiration in creating Neuschwanstein as a poetic and extravagant castle. A brief overview of Ludwig's biography and education provides a more complete picture of his passion for construction, which led him to create a monumental structure like Neuschwanstein.
Episode 6 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Soham Castillo. Adios.